Number three, Jesus was determined. Everybody say determined. To do God's will regardless of the cost. Woo! Yes. Glory be to God. He didn't stop at the suffering. He didn't stop at the shame. He didn't stop at the cross. He didn't even stop at the grave. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus was determined to do God's will regardless of what it cost him. And it cost him everything. Yes. You want to know the real truth about it? He didn't have on a stitch of clothing on the cross. Not a one. He was totally naked and faced that kind of shame. And was the only man who ever entered heaven without ever having sinned in his life. No sin, no guile, no faults. Only one. Woo! Yes. But we're willing sometime to listen to that lying soothsayer, knowing all the time that the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and destroy. Knowing he ain't never told the truth about nothing. Knowing that he's going to lie to you, and we'd rather follow his lies than to listen to the truth coming out of the Bible and take a little time to fast and pray and put the devil in the position of our life where he's under our feet and walk on him in Jesus' name. It can be done. Oh, clap your hands and shout hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I asked Sharon this morning. I said, Sharon, you remember a fellow down at Bill and Linda Harrelson's church? It was a Sunday night, just like tonight, and the man was 40 years old. He had a wife and seven little kids, and he was an automobile mechanic and couldn't breathe. He was on doing four different things so he could get his breath. He was on those inhalers. He was taking breath treatments. And he was taking a lot of antibiotics, medicine. And he was also had to have oxygen. And he was trying to work. He was burdened to death in that condition, 40 years old. I never felt so sorry for nobody in my life. Did you know sometime, don't knock feeling sorry for somebody. Just tell God, God, don't let my flesh be in this, but let it be your compassion flowing through me instead of me trying to pity somebody. Would you do that for me, Lord? Amen. That's the way to pray. So we began to pray, and down there in that service, God moved some way or another for us all as a team to pray for that boy. And got him a miracle as sure as I'm standing here. And he began to breathe. He said, I haven't breathed like this since I was 15 or 16 years old. He said, oh, how sweet it is. How good it is to be able to get my breath. Hallelujah. You know, it's what God delivered you from is what you're going to be able to deliver somebody else from. Hey, all of us can do it. Why do I preach that? Because God says he's no respecter of persons. My God, you're killing all of us preachers trying to do all the work while you think you're going to get out of it. Hey, let me just quote you one verse of scripture that's going to get that out of you post haste. Ephesians 3:21. Read it, Lou. Read it this morning. Ephesians 3:21. explains to us how the church is eternal. The church never passes away. The church goes out into eternity forever and stays there eternally. So why don't you find you a job in the church and become good at it? Because this is what you're going to be doing eternally. If you go to heaven, this is eternal. Somebody shout hallelujah. Come here, Lou, and read. That's all right, read there.
Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus.
Read it slow.
Unto him be glory. glory in the church.
In the church.
By Christ Jesus.
By Christ Jesus.
Throughout all ages.
Throughout all ages.
World without end.
World without end. Pardon me a minute, saints, while I tell the devil something. Your days are numbered, sucker, not mine. Hey! Somebody get happy. Somebody, there ought to be some noise in this church. God wants to do some deliverance in this place tonight. I said God wants to do some deliverance in this place tonight. He didn't show up for nothing while the choir was singing. Oh, hallelujah. He wants to take us into deliverance. Clap your hands and shout yes. Number four, Jesus faced Satan from a position of knowing God's will. Read it again, Lou. Ephesians 3:21. This is the will of God for your life. This is the will of, when you get where you can't hear his voice, read the verse. If you can't hear his voice, read his voice. His voice is in the verse.
Amen. Unto him be glory.
Unto God be glory.
In the church.
In the church.
By Christ Jesus.
By Christ Jesus.
Throughout all ages.
Throughout all ages.
World without end.
World without end.
Amen.
Glory to God. It's only found two places in the Bible. Found once in the old Bible, Isaiah 45:17. And in the New Testament, Ephesians 3:21. World without end. Hey, don't worry about what you're going to be doing. God will take you from glory to glory to glory as a prophetess of God, found in 8 books of the Bible. And as a pastor, woo! Go ahead and mentor people. Raise up people like this blonde right here. God gives us all a blonde to mentor. Dallas got a blonde to mentor. I got a blonde to mentor. Oh, what a revolting development this is. Just kidding. We enjoyed raising David and Lisa, didn't we? Huh? They're our kids. David came to us as a Baptist from North Carolina. Lou came as a Methodist from Indiana. And I'll tell people everywhere we go that that Methodist fire and Baptist water produced Pentecostal steam, and here they are. Hallelujah. Don't worry about what you've done in your life. It's all dung. It's under the blood. There's nothing you can do to make God remember that again. Nothing. Woo! Raise your hand, everybody, tonight, and say this one more time from your heart. God, this is from my heart. In Jesus' name, I forgive myself. Self, get over it. There's therefore now no condemnation. Glory to God. There's therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh. George Wright, don't call it flesh. But after the Spirit. Woo! Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. George Wright's 73 years old, isn't he, Sharon? November the 11th, George is 73. I'm 75. He's been with me to India 12 times. Ralph Boyle's been with me to India 12 times. So, Davey, you got 12 times to go before you're going to set any records with going to India. Paul's been with me before. Sharon's been. David and Lisa's been. Anybody else in here been to India? Soon we'll come back and Kathy will have gone. Kathy's learning to build a sermon outline. And God is not interested in your talents. He can't use none of your abilities. He can only use your availability because he's got his own ideas of way how things are supposed to be done. I can tell you back there, little girl, working up there at the Subway shop, he's pleased with the way that you're witnessing for him. Amen. Brought tears to my eyes when Sharon came home and told me about your witnessing in the Subway shop. Hallelujah. Keep it up. Whoever you are, keep it up if you're witnessing for him. If you're not witnessing for him, let me ask you a question. Why? How was that I put it through in the school of theology? Someone is going to live or die because you know what you're doing. Or you didn't bother to learn what you're doing. If you don't bother to learn what you're doing, they'll die. You can't help nobody if you don't know. And you don't have to know a whole lot. Just tell them what God's done for you. Just tell them, I was a sinner, and I couldn't handle it. And God convicted me of my sin, just like he's getting ready to convict you of your sins. And when he convicted me, I simply asked him, Lord, I don't know what to do. And I don't know how to go about this, but whatever it takes, I want to serve you. And I want to be rid of this load of sin. Hey, he said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. That's Joel chapter 2 and verse 32. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Acts 2:21. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10:13. So don't make it hard. Make it easy. Just call upon his name. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord. Everybody say, Jesus.
Jesus.
I'm delivered.
I'm
saved.
I'm saved.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
I'm a winner.
I can't lose.
Because I know I'm on your side. Tell him, say, I'm on your side. Praise God. I'm almost through. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All I'm going to say about the days ahead that you're facing, I'm just going to say one statement. I got a bunch I'd like to say, but it's not appropriate at this time. All I'm going to say is, you're not in a political battle. You're in a spiritual battle.
Yes.
That's the kind of battle we're in. It's a spiritual battle. Hallelujah. We have reason to believe that this is the last days. It's not by accident that at the steepest fall of the stock market that it just stopped on 777. It's not by accident that the gold calculations stopped on 888. That's God's way of showing us that he's involved and he's concerned with what's going on in our lives. Glory to God. For the first time in history, theologians, statisticians have determined that this is the first time in history that all four first names of the candidates, John, Sarah, Barack, Joe, are in the Bible. First time in history that all four names have been in the Bible.
Woo!
Woo! I don't know what day God decided he's going to come back on, this in this season of atonement. But the decision was made then. And to protect his imminency, in other words, he can come when he wants to and don't have to ask the third floor of the headquarters building. He's God. He can come. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says, he that shall come will come and will not tarry.
Amen.
But it also says in Daniel chapter 11, verse 32, the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Oh, glory to God. Whether you've been saved 20 years or 20 minutes, it don't make no difference. Just tell somebody what Jesus has done for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Clap your hands. I'm through preaching. Pastor, prophetess, pastor, if you weren't here this morning, I'll stake my soul on a prophecy that I gave her. I'll stake my everlasting soul. God dealt with me several different days, very forcefully, about the call of a prophetess being on her life. Not pastor prophetess, but prophetess pastor. That makes her calling more universal at the top of the calling. You realize that? You don't have to try to explain it. Just roll with it and flow with it. Because that anointing's on you, and ain't nothing you can do if you'll receive it. Ain't nothing you can do. And ain't the surest of God, ain't nothing the devil can do. Glory be to God. Somebody put your hands up and shout hallelujah. We're going to have a prayer line tonight. I want you to come stand right here, sis. Sharon Angle, I want you up here. And Lou. And there's a lot of different people I could get. But I want to be faithful to what God tells me to do. I want to be faithful to what God tells me to do. Because this is a deliverance line. You're not going to go back to your seat with a bunch of baggage and a bunch of bondage on you. I'm seeing God loose bands. I'm seeing God, excuse me, it ain't got nothing to do with you. I just want to use yours. I see God just standing over top of you, head, male and female, with a paintbrush, doing like this. You know what he's doing? Painting your mind with Jesus' blood.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I see it in the spirit. The devil's been bugging you with a bunch of junk. And he's got you talked into that it'll never be no better. What a mistake. Don't believe that rascal. Why are you going to believe somebody that didn't have enough sense to stay in heaven while he was there? He thrives on rebellion and stubbornness and resistance and distortion and especially lies. He's a lying the daddy of it. But Jesus Christ tells nothing but the truth. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet, everybody.
Glory.